This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. As Wisconsin health officials continue to combat the opioid epidemic, local municipalities have refocused their efforts on prevention and harm reduction programs. According to Wisconsin Department of Health Services data, the rate of opioid-related hospitalization spiked during the COVID-19 pandemic, but has steadily dropped over the last couple of years. Prevention and harm reduction efforts have been a key factor in those improvements. One of those events is the Drug Takeback Day event held twice each year, giving people across the country a chance to dispose of unwanted or unneeded medications. Sarah Dillavin-Pospisil is a public health specialist for the Eau Claire City County Health Department. She says even though Wisconsin doesn't have the biggest population, it's usually one of the biggest contributors to the event.
Wisconsin typically is number one in collecting the most medication. This past fall, we collected over 53,000 pounds, but from Eau Claire County specifically, we contributed over 1,000 pounds of medication. So between the events in April and October, we have provided about 2,000 pounds of medication specifically from Eau Claire County.
The expanded use of resources like Narcan and fentanyl test strips has also been a significant factor in combating the opioid epidemic. The items can be found in harm reduction vending machines that have become more common across the state. Dillavin-Pospisil says the vending machine at the Eau Claire County Jail has dispensed thousands of the harm reduction tools in just a couple of years.
So our jail lobby is open 24/7 to community members, and we are seeing community members access those resources. So the vending machine was installed June 15th of 2023. And since the installation, we have been able to dispense over 2,000 boxes of Narcan and over 1,000 fentanyl test strips.
Some of those vending machines were made possible through settlement funding from lawsuits against opioid manufacturers. Eau Claire County is expected to receive about $5 million of settlement funding through 2038. A community survey also showed people want to use that funding for prevention, harm reduction, and recovery programs. Officials from Wisconsin's Home Energy Assistance Program are still encouraging residents to submit their applications for help despite delays with federal funding for the program. The program receives both state and federal funding each year and typically receives the federal portion of that funding in November ahead of the winter. Households that make less than 60% of the state median income may qualify for the Energy Assistance Program, which is about $38,000 for a single person and about $78,000 for a family of four this year. Due to the federal government shutdown earlier this year, funding for the federal low-income home energy assistance program was delayed. According to a WPR report, Wisconsin Department of Administration officials say that federal funding has still not yet been released. Despite the delay, the agency is still accepting applications from qualified residents for energy assistance. When the delayed federal funding does eventually come in, the agency will begin distributing it to those residents as it typically would. Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative officials hosted community members for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at their new hospital in Chippewa Falls last week. The organization has been working to repurpose the former HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital facility in Chippewa Falls, restoring critical health care access to residents who have been without a hospital since its closure nearly 2 years ago. The cooperative also opened a cancer center at the site last month and plans to expand their services at the new hospital through the first few months of 2026. For Chippewa Falls residents, the loss of St. Joseph's Hospital also meant the loss of the only emergency care facility in the city. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative is planning to use the new cooperative hospital as an interim facility to address those short-term needs, while construction on a brand-new independent community hospital in Lake Halley continues. That new hospital facility could be open as soon as 2027. Aspirus Health is also developing a new hospital in Chippewa Falls and officially broke ground on that project earlier this year. The Chippewa Falls City Council approved plans for a new behavioral health hospital at its meeting last week. The new hospital, proposed by Rogers Behavioral Health, will be located near the intersection of Highway 178 and Wissota Green Boulevard. Organization officials say it will provide mental health outpatient care, as well as 14 beds for inpatient care and 24 beds for longer-term residential treatment. The organization also received $10 million in funding from the legislation passed by the state legislature to address the loss of behavioral health beds as a result of the HSHS closures. Republican state lawmakers are proposing bills seeking to raise more revenue for the Department of Natural Resources by imposing fees for outdoor activities like hiking on public land. One of the bills would create an official hiking permit costing $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and older. Another bill would create an official permit for foraging on state-owned land, which would cost $40 for adults and $20 for children over 12. State Republicans say the proposed bills could help cover a $16 million shortfall in the agency's budget. An area food pantry says they provided dozens of residents with everything they need for a proper Thanksgiving meal last week. Rusk County Community Pantry officials say they've handed out 160 turkeys to area residents struggling with food insecurity. The food pantry partnered with a number of other community organizations on the effort, including the Ladysmith Police Department and Rusk County Farmers Market. Officials also say that all of the extra food collected during the drive will be donated to the Hope Lutheran Food Pantry. Wisconsin Eye has announced it will shut down its services and remove its online archives without a significant funding boost by December 15th. The organization broadcasts things like state assembly and Senate hearings, political events, and committee meetings for free, giving Wisconsinites an easy way to stay informed. Officials say they need to raise at least $300,000 to continue their operations for the first quarter of 2026, as well as a commitment of nearly $900,000 to cover the full year. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers shut down the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers over the Vikings, 23-6 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's defense holding Minnesota to just two field goals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
It was amazing. You hold a team to 6 points. You know, it's great. And to be able to come up with so many turnovers like that, especially in the second half, it was a big-time job by everybody on the defense. And obviously, I'm not sure how many sacks we have, but, you know, they're getting after them. It's a great job by them.
The Packers play the Lions on Thursday. College football, the Badgers with a win over Illinois, 27-10 in their final home game of the year. Head coach Luke Fickell.
That's what complimentary football looks like, to be honest with you. That's what I'm most proud of right now. I mean, there's nothing better than sending these seniors out of here the right way.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin defeated Detroit 81-63. Lily Cron, 18 points, 6 three-pointers. And the Badgers volleyball team swept Iowa. Wisconsin now 22-4 for the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with a chance of rain. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, rain likely, low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, more rain with highs in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.